By his stripes, you are healed. You got to believe that. You've already got it. Listen to me. God has already done everything he's going to do about your healing. He doesn't have to do anything else. He's already done it. Scripture in Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Isaiah was looking into the future. But then Peter confirmed that the future is now. When Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, he paid the price for your healing, your physical healing, your emotional healing. 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Listen to me closely. If you were healed, then you are healed. God's already done it. It's in the atonement. It's by the shed blood of Jesus on the cross. It's by the stripes he took on his back. If you're saved, you're healed. It's the same act. Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." And when he said it is finished, he meant he had done it. He had accomplished everything that was necessary on his end to provide for your healing. We now have to receive it. In other words, we have to extend our faith, to stretch into the Spirit, to pull in what belongs to us. It's in us. Scripture says in Romans 6, verse 10, "The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you." We've got resurrection power living on the inside of us. We don't have to beg and cajole and twist God's arm to heal us. In the Spirit, he's already done it. Healing power is in your spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. Come on, yes or no? If you are born again, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then the Holy Spirit came to live on the inside of you, and it was the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that heals us, that delivers us. He is the power of God. He is a person. His name is Holy Ghost. By his stripes ye were healed, and the power that is released is the Holy, it's in you, it's in you, it's in you, it's in you. God's already done it. You've got to just believe it. You've got to press into it. Listen, I was struggling with this attack on my shoulder for such a long time. It would get better, and then it would get worse. And then it would get better, and then it would get worse. And I would think it was better, and then it would get worse. And listen, I don't have time to get into the whole story, but I'll tell you this. I had to say enough is enough, because sometimes the hindrance to healing is our ability to believe it and receive it and claim it, whether we see it or we don't see it, to claim it as ours. It belongs to us. Jesus died to give it to us. But sometimes it's an issue of a demonic attack. And this thing on my shoulder was a demonic attack. So last Wednesday morning, I woke up in serious pain. I was almost in tears, and I said, "I've had enough." And I paced back and forth in my bedroom, and I said, "By his stripes, I am healed." I said, "Lord, if I've got any unbelief, help my unbelief." And then I realized this is all demonic. I'm going to rebuke this. And I began to rebuke the pain. I began to rebuke the swelling. I began to rebuke the all of it, everything. And you know what? I woke up the next morning healed. I am healed. I'm able to sleep on my shoulder. I'm able to wash my hair with both hands. Listen, I couldn't do anything. I was immobilized. By his stripes, we are healed. And if you'll stick with me today, I believe that you are going to be healed in Jesus' name. So stick with me. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays, preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. Listen, I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services. I've got three separate messages. You can watch the first service online at ahop.online. If you want to go deeper with us and get into the virtual healing, prophecy, and deliverance rooms, the virtual life group, the virtual prayer line, the virtual pastoral advice, the virtual community, we're there for you. If you need us, go register at ahop.online/webchurch. Today's broadcast is brought to you by School of the Spirit. We are relaunching soon. Right now, you can get a free audio course. It's just one class, but it'll bless you. It's called Healing from the Courts of Heaven. And you can get that at schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. Pretty soon, we'll dash away that URL and go back to our normal course. But right now, or normal URL, but right now, get over there while you can, schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com, because that class, that free class, is going away. And there'll be something new. Make sure you get on my email list, because I'm providing you free content monthly. Don't miss this opportunity. JenniferLeClaire.org/subscribe. I'll talk to you more about that later. Before we get started, share this with somebody quickly. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Let me know what city you're coming in from. What nation? I'd like to know. And let's read today from Evenings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled Forever Hope in God. Forever Hope in God. In today's devotion, here's what I heard the Lord say. When things don't turn out the way you expected, turn to me. I'll be expecting you, and I'll be ready with the comfort and counsel you need in the moment. And the Lord says, when life and people disappoint you, turn to me. I will never disappoint you. As it is written in Romans 10, verse 11, those who put their hope in God will never be put to shame. When you feel like everything that can go wrong has gone wrong, and you don't see an end in sight, turn to me. I will show you the way to go. I see the end from the beginning, says the Lord, and I will show you the way through and out. Always remember that I am right by your side at all times. You can turn to me at any time with anything, and I will help you. That's a promise, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on, that's a promise. That's a promise. That's a promise. We've got to believe that God is true and every man a liar. We've got to believe that God keeps his word. Go listen to my message from Sunday at ahop.online. Only believe. Gotta get your faith up. Gotta get your mind renewed. You gotta believe God. Come on, he's with you. He's for you. Hope in God. Trust in God. He's got you. He wants to. Oh, if you could only see it. We see in part and we know in part. Lord, help us see what we need to see to go where we need to go in this season. The scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Evenings with the Holy Spirit on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever books are sold. Now, the prayer starter from the devotional. I will not just turn to you. I will run to you. Make your presence known to me. Illuminate your promises in my heart. Stir hope again in my spirit. Cause me to release prayers mixed with faith when everything looks like it's about to blow up in my face. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we give you praise today. You are so good. You did it all for us on the cross. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. We are above only and not beneath. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that your healing power resides on the inside of us. Lord, we believe. Would you help our unbelief? We repent for second guessing you, oh God. We repent for not believing that you are who you say that you are. You are our healer. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God who heals us, God. So would you forgive us for not believing you? You tell us in your word, only believe. And there are so many times when we've doubted, we've been double-minded. And Lord, your word tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And you tell us that we can't receive anything from you when we're wavering between two opinions, when we're being tossed to and fro. Oh God, help us to stay steady. Help us to set our minds on you so that you can keep us in perfect peace like you promised. Help us, Lord, to exert the effort to meditate upon your word day and night and be careful to do all that it says. Then we'll make our way prosperous. Then we'll find good success. Oh God, I thank you that we don't have to work for our healing. We need only believe. We don't have to pray a certain number of hours to receive healing. You've already done it. We don't have to have perfect behavior to receive your healing power. It's already in us. I thank you, Lord, but you help us to remember that when we got saved, we were not perfect. We were sinners. When we were yet sinners, you died for us. You died for the ungodly. Would you help us to remember that we didn't have it all together when we came to you, believing in you to save our souls forever and ever. And likewise, we don't need to be perfect to receive healing. Our behavior doesn't have to be perfect to receive your healing. Our thoughts don't have to be perfect to receive your healing, but we must believe. And we must fight the good fight of faith. So God, would you help us on today to fight the good fight of faith, to fight the imaginations, to fight the doubt that comes against our mind, to fight the unbelief that wants to derail our healing, to fight, oh, all the voices in the spirit that want to accuse you, that want to accuse us, that want to shame us and guilt us and keep us in bondage. God, would you help us to cast down every anti-healing imagination in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. We fight by faith, by force, and by fire. Oh, we say even now, oh Lord, heal us and we shall be healed. We are saved and we are healed. But when we ask you, let the healing manifest even now. You've already done it. You've already done it. And you are our praise. You are the joy of our life. You tell us in your word, 1 Peter 2:24, I'm pulling out my sword. It is written, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. We claim our healing now in the name of Jesus. We claim our healing now, the manifestation of your promise. We claim it now. We stand on it now. We war with it now. We rebuke every sickness in the name of Jesus. We command healing power manifest in our bodies, not just in our spirits, but come into our bodies and heal us everywhere it hurts. I thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of your yes and amen promises in regard to your healing power that resides on the inside of us. We will not be afraid about the diagnosis of the physician, because the great physician shed his blood for us, and the blood of the great physician speaks a better thing. Oh God, we thank you. We will fear not, because the healer is with us. We will not be dismayed, because our God is our healer. Our God, our healer, will strengthen us. Our healer will help us. Our healer will uphold us with his righteous right hand. We are so grateful for the healing power that's working in our bodies even now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe. You. We say by your stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. I'm pulling out my sword. It is written, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. I thank you, Lord. You didn't just die for the physical pain. You carried it away. You didn't just die for the physical infirmities. You broke the powers of it on the cross. You didn't just die, but you died for our emotional healing, just like you died for our physical healing. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon you. You suffered so we don't have to. You bore away our pain. I rebuke every pain. Jesus bore all our pain. So we reject every pain. We reject every disease. We renounce our agreement with symptoms, lying vanities from the pit of hell. We rebuke every spirit of infirmity. We say we are loosed in the name of Jesus. We are loosed from the bonds of iniquity in the name of Jesus. We break every generational curse of infirmity even now, and we put it under the blood in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jehovah Rapha, in the name of the Most High God. I thank you, Lord. It is written in Jeremiah 33, verse 6, behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. We claim it as part of our salvation. We claim it as soteria, salvation, healing, deliverance, prosperity, protection. It belongs to us, and we stake a claim on what belongs to us as part of our covenant. We stake a claim on what belongs to us as part of the atonement. We rebuke every illness. We rebuke every disease. We rebuke every pain. Get off of us now in the name of Jesus. We are blood bought, blood washed, spirit filled. I thank you, Lord, that we are the temples of the Holy Ghost, and we refuse to walk around broke, busted, and disgusted. We refuse to walk around with aches and pains and ailments. We refuse to walk around with sickness and disease. We refuse to continually walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We break the powers of every enemy assignment against our health now in the name of Jesus. And we claim divine health in the name of the Lord. We claim it by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that you even heal up the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. Everyone struggling with depression, we rebuke it, and we say the oil of gladness belongs to us. The garment of praise belongs to us. We reject depression. We reject anxiety. We reject obsessive compulsive disorder. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That's not our portion. That's not our life. You are the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Oh, we shut the door on fear, for fear hath torment. We shut the door on sickness. We shut the door on disease. We shut the door on infirmity. We shut the door on fibromyalgia. We break the powers of it. We slam the door on every autoimmune disease in the name of Jesus. We break the powers of it, of every cancer in the name of Jesus, every blood disease in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says that you carry, Jesus carries the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, hey, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that you are the Lord. Lord God Almighty, that saves and heals and delivers. You are that God. So we claim our oneness with Jesus. Jesus was never sick a day in his life, although he had a human body, although he walked the earth fully God, fully man, having emptied himself of his divinity. He was never sick a day in his life. He never had a cold, and he never had a flu, and he never had the Rona. He never had a broken bone. He never. Thank you, Lord. It is written in Psalm 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted. So we say every broken heart is bound up, is healed completely in the name of Jesus. It is written in Psalm 41, verse 3, the Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. I thank you, Lord, that you're restoring full health to everybody under the sound of my voice. It is always your will to heal. And Lord, I thank you. Even now I see that, Lord. Lord, we forgive everyone who harmed us. We forgive Everyone who hurt us, we forgive. Everyone who wronged us, we forgive from our hearts. Lord, we don't want to let the devil keep us in bondage because we took the bait of Satan, the unforgiveness. We break it in the name of Jesus. His hold on us must be broken now in the name of Jesus. We choose to forgive even as we are forgiven. We break the powers of the spirit of offense trying to keep us in bondage. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice is being restored to full health because you've already done it. You've already healed. You've already shed your blood. The atonement is complete. You said it on the cross. It is finished. So we're not going to look at the symptoms anymore. Lord, forgive us for looking at the symptoms instead of looking at the Savior. I said, Lord, forgive us for looking at the symptoms instead of looking at the Savior. I said, Lord, forgive us for looking at the symptoms, for talking about the symptoms, for confessing the symptoms, for complaining about the symptoms, for planning our life around the symptoms. Oh, Jesus, and help us, Lord, to keep our mind on the Savior, to keep our mind on Jehovah Rapha, to keep our mind on the healer, to keep our mind on the restorer. Father, thank you. We choose to have a joyful heart because we believe it is done. We believe it is finished. We believe in our benefits as it is written in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Oh, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You forgive our iniquities. You heal all our diseases. You redeem our life from destruction. You crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. I thank you, Lord. We're standing on the benefits today. The benefit of salvation, the benefit of relationship with the Savior, the benefit of making you Lord over our lives. We claim our healing now in the name of Jesus. In James 5:15, that the prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So I'm praying in faith and I'm believing now that symptoms are vanishing. Demons are fleeing. Healing is manifesting in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. I see that someone's got an eye issue. It's like a cataract or some difficulty seeing. I don't know if it's something that's hindering your vision, and that's being healed right now in the name of Jesus. I see that, Lord. I see that, Lord. I see that, Lord. I see that, Lord. God is healing so many people right now. Let me just tell you something. On Sunday, I called people up for healing. You ought to watch the video. And there was, I don't know, about 15 people who came up. And this one man, I went up to him. I said, you are healed. You know that. He had tears in his eyes. He said, my back pain has gone away. I said, wow. I said, how long have you had that back pain? And he said, I don't remember when I didn't have that back pain. He said, I've had that back pain as long as I can remember. I don't remember what it was like not to have back pain. And he said it with tears in his eyes. God is healing people right now, just like he healed my shoulder. Come on, rebuke that sickness. Agree with God. Receive what he's done for you. He's already done it. Jesus has already done everything he's going to do about your healing. It's up to you to reach in by faith and pull it up in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I've seen blind eyes open. I've pulled people up out of wheelchairs. God's already done it. Such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, be healed in Jesus' name. We got a praise report yesterday from someone who was in the prayer line. She said, when I got here this morning, I couldn't move my right thumb due to agonizing pain, and now I can move it. She said, it's been plaguing me for months and it's been very painful. Not today. Praise the Lord. There is nothing too big or too small for the Lord to heal. He doesn't want you to be in pain in any way, shape, or form. He doesn't want you to walk around sick and diseased. He died for it. Do you know how it grieves him to watch you suffer for no reason when he's already done it? It's already finished. He already bore your pain. He already bore your disease. The sin of all mankind was upon him. Jesus said, the scripture says that Jesus became sin so that we could become, the one who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You don't have to manifest perfect behavior to manifest healing. Healing power is in you. God is not sitting on the other side of Pluto with a big hammer in his hand waiting to smash you to bits and putting sickness and disease on you. God doesn't have any sickness to give you. He doesn't have any disease to give you. He doesn't have any cancer to give you. He doesn't have any fibromyalgia to give you. He healed everybody that came to him. So we begin to rebuke that sickness. Tell it to go away in the name of Jesus. It doesn't belong to you. Stand up to it. Say it. Believe it. Receive it. Amen. There's a lady watching online. You got to watch our online broadcast. She said, I've had a nasty sinus infection and was feeling intense pressure in my head until I listened to the service. And when you prayed for healing, my sinus headache went away and my airway opened up and I feel better. Come on. God is good. These are little things, but God can heal big things. I could not move my shoulder for 6 months. I couldn't move it. It was frozen. I couldn't lift my hands and praise God. I couldn't wash my hair with two hands. I couldn't, buckle my belt. I couldn't put my shoe on. I had to do everything with one hand. I couldn't move. I was in agonizing pain. And I finally had enough. And you need to get enough. You got to have enough. You got to stop looking at the symptoms. Stop. Confess. You know how you get healed? Believe you're healed. Confess you're healed. Act like you're healed. Stop talking about how sick you are and start talking about you are healed. I just got a text a few minutes ago, yesterday. And hi, Apostle, I wanted to share with you a text from the lady that you laid hands on. She fell on the floor and you did deliverance on her. She had come up to the prayer line and she was just infirmed. And I prayed for her and she fell out. And then they got her up and I said, listen, what's wrong with you? Because I could tell that she had not yet fully received her healing. And she said she's had all this inflammation and all these issues. She's been in pain for years and swelling. And she just was so infirmed. And I said, that's a demon in the name of Jesus. And I cast out that. I said, woman, thou art loosed. And I said, Jesus. And I commanded that demon power to come out of her. And she began to step back, step back, step back, step back. That demon was running away from me. And we got her and cast that devil out. And she laid on the floor and cried and cried and cried and cried. And she got fully delivered and she got healed. She said this. She said, good morning. Just wanted to give testimony. Woke up today. No swelling. No pain, feeling amazing. She said, I'm in awe of God's healing power. I feel so loved and I feel so blessed. And those are just a few of our testimonies from just on Sunday. And I know there's many, many more. God has healed you. He has healed you. He's already done it. You got to believe it. I see God healed. But go ahead and testify. Some of you have been healed already. Go ahead and testify. Look at that. Go ahead and testify. I know all of you can't see all the comments because you're all on different platforms. Go ahead and testify. I see that. Look at all these healings. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it. Go ahead and testify. Testify as I'm talking. Go ahead and testify. Go ahead and testify. Encourage somebody else. Listen, he bore our sins in his body on the tree, on the cross. God does not intend for us to walk around in pain. He doesn't intend for us to walk around sick. That doesn't glorify him. Moses died without a sickness, without a disease. His eyes never grew dim. Caleb was 80-something years old when he took the mountain from the giants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not supposed to be sick. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to walk in divine health. Go ahead and testify. Look at all these healings. Go ahead and testify. Listen, listen to me. You got to believe that you, when you pray, you believe you've received it and you'll get it. You might still have symptoms in your body right now, but you have to proclaim your healing. You have to confess your healing. You have to believe that you've received it. I don't care if you've still got symptoms. If you believed you received it, you're going to see it. It might take you a couple, 2-3 weeks to continue to renew your mind and fully manifest your healing. But I promise you this, if you believed me when I prayed, you received it. You received it. Listen, when a woman gets pregnant, nobody can tell she's pregnant. When a woman first gets pregnant, she can't even tell she's pregnant. She doesn't even know she's pregnant. When I was pregnant with my daughter, I didn't know I was pregnant for 2-3 months, probably 2 months. I did not know. And then I knew, but nobody else knew. And then eventually everybody knew because the baby starts to show. Listen, I don't care if you don't, it's not about whether or not you still have symptoms. It's about whether you believe that you received. Now, if you believe you received, you're going to say I'm healed. But then guess what? You might have to get in the word and renew your mind and battle the unbelief that wants to tell you, oh, nothing happened. Oh, that Jennifer, she's just a false prophet. She's just saying, no. If you believed you received it, you've got it. It's already in you. You got to take your faith and pull it up from your spirit. Healing power is in your spirit. It's in your spirit. It'd be like, you know, having a bottle of medicine, but not taking the medicine. The word is the medicine. The word is medicine. Scripture says the word is medicine. Come on, it'll heal us. Get in the word. Don't you say, well, nothing happened to me. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a lie from the devil's trying to talk. Go ahead and testify. Listen, God is good. I believe you're healed. Send in your testimonies. Write them down for me. We want to keep encouraging people to jenniferleclaire.org/contact. Send in those healing testimonies. I mean it. I know many of you got healed instantly. That's God's best. But if you're battling unbelief, get in the word of God. Get in the word. Get in the word. That's what I did on January 13th. I made a decision not to consume anything that wasn't educational, motivation, or inspirational. It's been not even 3 months and it's changed my whole life. I wouldn't even watch it or do anything bad. I just zeroed in on the word. Day and night, night and day, meditate on the word, day and night, and try it. Don't just try it, live it. Cut off the Netflix, save yourself some money, sow into the church. Seriously. How much money do we spend on the world's entertainment and we don't even get, oh, Jesus, don't get me started. We need to meditate on the word of God. It's healing to our bones. Amen. It's healing to our body. If the doctor gave you a prescription and said, take this pill 3 times a day and you'll get better, bless God, you take that pill 3 times a day. You don't need a pill. You have the word of God and you only have to take it 2 times a day. Meditate on the word day and night. Try it. Live it. Live it. I said, I'm not, listen, nothing. That's not motivational, educational, or inspirational. Then about 5 weeks ago, I said, I'm not consuming anything that's not healing, faith, or prayer. Mostly healing, but prayer because it relates to healing and faith because it relates to healing. That's it. That's it. Now, of course, I had to prepare my messages to preach, but my personal devotional time, that's it. You need to do the same thing. And I know many of you got healed instantly. Look at the testimonies. Take a moment, glorify God, send your testimony to jenniferleclaire.org/contact. Fill out that form and send that testimony because I want to encourage more people. Listen, I can't get into it now. Listen, it's time for us to give it to the work of the Lord. It's time now for us to give it to the work of the Lord. You know, Jesus said, when you give, not if you give. Now you give your tithes to the church that you go to. But listen, if you've been healed today and you believe you're healed, so a seed of the work of the Lord so that we can reach more people through this ministry. The Lord told me at the beginning of the year, last year I preached a message, the winds of change are coming. The winds of change are coming. And I mean to tell you, the winds of change are here. The winds of change are blowing. And God has brought me back into the healing ministry, which I used to operate in many years ago when I saw blind eyes open and AIDS healed and people come up out of wheelchairs. And then for many years, God's had me focus on deliverance. And that's a miracle too, you know. Deliverance is a miracle too, you know. It sure is. Praise God. We're going to open up our healing rooms again soon. You can fly in and get prayed for. There's nothing around your side and we're going to pray for you. Listen, sow a seed today. If you feel so led to do, you're not buying anything. Jesus already paid the price, but sow a seed today. If you feel so led, to do so. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $prophetic books. Cash App is $prophetic. You can use the jenniferleclaire.org/donate. jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can use the text to give. Text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161. And follow the instructions. You can use the Zelle. Zelle is info@jenniferleclaire.org. info@jenniferleclaire.org. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is @JenniferLeClaire. Venmo is @JenniferLeClaire. You can use the PayPal, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. And I also want to remind you that you can pick up that free class. It's going to be coming down any day now because we're going to put up another free class. Healing from the Courts of Heaven. You're going to find that at schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. And you can also register to win Activating Angels on Assignment. Go on over there and check it out. Get what you can. I'll be providing you free content every month from now on. That's one of our new paradigms. It's one of our big things that we're going to do. Make sure you're on my email list at jenniferleclaire.org. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let me pray for you before I go today. I just thank you, Lord, for all those who are sowing. I thank you, Lord, that you multiply it back to the givers in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all those listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, that you, for all the schoolofthespirit.tv students, the Ignite Prophetic Network members, the Company of Seers, the Global Prophetic Center students, and God, I thank you for the Elijah Company that's coming up. Guys, if you're going to register, you better register now because we are full. We've had two people that just switched to online, so you got a couple seats available if you're going to register. And I lift up all the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church members, and our Awakening House of Prayer family here in Fort Lauderdale. And Lord, I say, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Father, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to walk worthy of our callings. Help us to walk in faith and not in doubt. Help us not to be double-minded and unstable. Help us to know your perfect will. Help us to renew our mind, God. Help us to see what you've already done for us. Help us. Help us to know the hope of our calling. Help us to understand the riches of your glory. Help us to receive from the great treasure of your heart, your love, your kindness, your goodness, your long-suffering, your mercy, your patience. You are so good. Lord, bring home prodigals, restore marriages, heal bodies, deliver people from bondages, and save the souls of our friends and loved ones. Guys, I love you so much in Jesus' name. I'm expecting you to send those testimonies so we can read them off in the days coming up and continue to pray for healing. We'll keep you posted on the healing rooms. Remember, Elijah Company, I think we've got 4 seats left. We had 2 seats and then 2 people just switched to online. You can register online to watch the Elijah Company, globalpropheticcenter.com. Elijah Company is what you're looking for. It's under intensives. You can register. It's coming right up. It's coming right up. 3 days of intense prophetic training. I believe people are going to get healed and delivered. People always get delivered. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing opportunity. Go check it out. 3 days. And then the mass deliverance service that Saturday night, 25th, 26th, 27th. The mass deliverance service is the 27th. And then remember Awakening Prayer Hubs, awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join the movement. Remember to grab the free resource, Healing from the Courts of Heaven. It's there for you. Make sure you stay on my email list, guys, because from now on, and make sure you're opening the emails because you'll get taken off the email list if you're not opening the emails. After a couple months, if you don't open emails, you get taken off. Why? Because we don't want to pay to send an email to somebody that's not opening it. It's expensive, these mail providers. We want to be good stewards. So make sure you're on the email list, jenniferleclaire.org/subscribe, or just go get one of these free courses over here, schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. The Thinkific's going to go away part, and then we're going to just be schoolofthespirit.tv again. But right now, it's at schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. So check that out while you can, guys. I'm so excited for what God is doing. Send in those testimonies at jenniferleclaire.org/contact. Guys, I love you so much. Have a breakthrough day.